You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hey, welcome to our podcast. It's called Bustin' Balls. I'm Pat Caputo here along with the webmaster, the rubber band man, I call him. I have no idea why, but that's Evan Jenkins. And why do I call you the rubber band man? I've been calling you that for 20 years. I have no idea why.
It happened 1270 days, and it's all about that song.
Didn't you like try to dunk and break your ankle or something?
I snapped my leg in half, so I think maybe that has something to do with it.
The rubber band man broke there for a second, but he came back.
That's right, I snapped back.
But anyway, I have no idea. But, you know, I love Evan. He does a great job. Check him out and all those things. And we're here. Look, this it's about prospects. It's about drafts, and it's about the future. And the NBA draft's coming up very, very quickly, the first one on the 23rd. And I got to tell you, of June, I got to tell you, Evan, the Pistons with Troy Weaver a couple years ago, they only had one pick at 7, and I was in that night, and I was like, wow, man, this is going to be like one pick. And then they ended up making a bunch of trades, and they ended up with Beef Stew, and they ended up with Sadiq Bey and Saben Lee. And after the night was over, you never know with Troy Weaver what he's going to do. He is the dream weaver when it comes down to the trades. So I'm kind of wondering what they're going to do here. And I got a couple ideas. First of all, Jeremy Grant, where is he going to be fitting into this? Would they dare move him at this particular time with just the situation where, because with Jeremy Grant, you could possibly move up. Look, it's not so much getting somebody in the lottery. It's about getting somebody that could be in the middle of the first round. And that's where you got to determine whether this draft is deep enough. The other thing, 5 is an iffy pick because it's kind of obvious that the first, to me it is, the first 4 players, that the best players are obviously Jabari Smith, obviously Paolo Banchero, and Chet Holmgren. And to me, Jaden Ivey fits into that. And I'm not sold on Keegan Murray. So Keegan Murray would be kind of the logical next guy, but where do you stand on Keegan Murray?
Well, it's funny that you say that because a lot of experts have been putting him with Sacramento just like this week, right?
Moved up.
Keegan Murray is very intriguing to me because he's a guy that's 6'8" that can stretch the floor, right? But is he a guy that is explosive? Absolutely not. He plays closer to the floor than he does the rim. But at the same time, he's also got a post game. So if you look at him from what the NBA is today, he's a player in this league, right? I don't know if his game from Iowa is going to translate to make him worthy of a top five pick, because you look at a top five pick and you want instant production, right, Pat? Like, the NBA is different than most sports, where you can expect to get 15 a night from one of those top guys.
You know what I look at, because
I don't think he's big enough for here.
Well, first of all, you know, he did play center at times defensively.
He
was fine, but that's the Big Ten.
And that's where my question lies.
Is he a rim protector? No.
I don't think he's a pick-and-roll guy either for Cade Cunningham, and that's really what I think
they
need.
Do you think he's a top-line three-point shooter?
In college, yes. In the NBA, no. Because the NBA line is going to stretch it out just a little bit further, and Keegan Murray could take over games in the Big Ten, and that's where I keep struggling, because I know locally here in Michigan that we think the Big Ten's strong. You hear the national opinion that the Big Ten's strong, and then you see the NCAA tournament, and the Big Ten's usually fading. And that's where I question it. But having said that, I love Jaden Ivey, and I think he's a perfect guy for this team that can slash. You improve his shooting, which he has done from his freshman to sophomore year. You would hope that in the NBA it just keeps increasing. He's a very attractive pick.
To me, it's not the big three, it's the big four.
Yes.
It's you know, the obvious three, Holmgren, Banchero, and Jabari Smith looks like he may go number one, because Orlando kind of, it would fit what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
But, you know, to me, Ivy's a big four. And then after that, you know, I think it's kind of interesting. I'm not sold on the whole Sharp hype, and I think that's died down a little bit.
It has. I mean, he's intriguing, too. I mean, a top prospect out of high school, didn't play in college. So is he a little bit kind of like that Jalen Green, where Jalen Green, you know, he had a rough start to his rookie year, but if you look at his last month, he scored 30 multiple times. And, I mean, like I said, that's the kind of guy that you're trying to get in those top elite picks.
First of all, I don't think he's the athlete Jalen Green is. Jalen Green's, like, off the charts.
It's crazy how good he is.
And Jalen Green played in the G League. I watched every one of his games.
Yeah,
every one
like
of them.
He
was in the
games.
Bubble. No, yep. It was more than that.
Was it? Okay.
I think it was 30. And I watched every one of his games. I watched that select team because it was during the pandemic. They would play at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right. What else was on?
You know, Jonathan Kuminga was on that team and a few other guys. Isaiah Todd was on it.
Yep.
He was playing against Jordan Poole. All right, Jordan Poole played against
him. I know,
him.
It's so wild.
Santa Cruz team.
Talk about Cassius somebody.
Winston.
I couldn't have been more wrong about Jordan Poole, by the way.
You know, there was one Pace Mannion, that guy was playing. You know, all these guys were playing.
Oh, the kid from Arizona.
Arizona.
That Golden State had drafted.
I mean, man, and Jared Jacks was on that team. He's like 36 years old.
Amir Johnson was on that team.
Yeah, I mean, it was just, you know, so he did play up against the guys who played in the league. Iggy's Brazakis. Was in that league at the time. Henry Ellenson scored 35 points to win the championship.
Henry Ellenson is like a MVP candidate when he goes and plays in the G League. It's crazy.
So my point about it is, this guy's haven't played against anybody.
No, it's high school.
I'm reading about it, you know, so much here lately, and people don't have any idea what he is. Really don't.
And can the Pistons afford to make that kind of move with what they're trying to do? Because I really feel their window are these next 4 years on Cade's rookie deal. That's their big window. Because the year before that, Sadiq is probably going to get paid big, you would think, right? You have to make a choice on Killian Hayes. You have to make your choice on Isaiah Stewart. That's the one little problem that you have when you get all those guys in one draft, that their contracts all come up at the same time. And I'll just be very interested. But, you know, you had mentioned Jeremy Grant, and one team that has been linked to him, it seemed like all last year and even going in this year, is Portland. And they hold the 7th overall pick. I don't know if Jeremy Grant is do you think he's enough to get number 7 overall? Would you have to throw in even more?
You know, one of the things, it'll be interesting to see whether they have interest, I've heard, you know, in
Colin Sexton from Cleveland,
and how much he fits into it. Because, as you know, we've done, you know, previous podcasts, if you want to check out our outstanding work at Odyssey.com or download it on the Google Play Store,
yep,
or the
Spotify,
iTunes Store.
Everywhere.
Yeah, we're on Spotify now. If you want to check it all out, but I talked about, I think they need a stretch big or just a big.
That's what I'm saying. To do, like, the NBA, you watch the NBA Finals, right? It's so evident how important the pick and roll game is in right. the NBA because with Cade Cunningham, who's a very, very unique player that can see the floor well, can feed those dimes to him, and if he improves his shot as well, you see how productive that pick and roll is. I mean, listen, they're not going to be Steph Curry or Klay Thompson. I understand that, but...
Well, Sadiq Bey could be.
More Klay than Steph, right? Like, just coming off a dribble, being able to hit that shot, get a hand
off.
You know what?
He started out last year shooting under 30% for like half the year. By the end of the year, he was up to 35%. He put 51 points in a game.
Which is special.
And he gets rid of the ball extraordinarily quickly.
So,
I think he's the type of guy who could get it up there to 38, 39, even 40%. For a year or two. That's how much I think of Sadiq Bey's three-point shooting. And Cade Cunningham, like every other rookie last year, shot in the low 30s or whatever. All those guys did. All of them.
Once he got rolling and started figuring out his game and being comfortable.
He's got good technique.
Yes, very much so.
But here's the thing, Evan. You're right on the pick and roll. That's why I said Jalen Duran. And the other thing about Jalen Duran, he was supposed to be in high school last year.
Yeah, and he was the number one because everything that happened with Memphis with him and Amani Bates and Penny and all that, I mean, ended up being a train wreck.
Yeah, but he didn't go Amani Bates.
Yeah, I know. It ended up being a train wreck. But, I mean, it's just so intriguing. But you're right, Pat. If a guy like Jaden Ivey, with everything we said, is there, don't think you pass it.
No.
Pun intended, it's a slam dunk, right?
The question is...
I mean, he knows the area. What, his mom played on the Shock, his dad played on the line, or grandfather played on the Lions, like, he understands the area. I think he would embrace it just like Cade did, wearing the buffs, wanting to live here, yada yada. And I think he's so good. And I think if he is gone, that's where it really makes you question these other players that we talked about. And also, I know you're intrigued by the kid from Arizona too.
Yeah, Mathurin, yep. Benedict Mathurin. He's somebody. Dyson Smith is another player. And there's a kid from New Zealand that nobody talks about, but is somebody who's got a chance to be a really, really good player.
Okay.
In the 10th pick. I'm going to try to attempt to say this guy's name, but, he's somebody that, I would sit and look at and say that there's a big possibility that he could be a top player in the league. And also, don't forget about A.J. Griffin. Kuzman Dang, okay? I think he's from New Zealand. New Zealand. He's from France originally.
Okay.
This is a kid that has an upside that could be extraordinary and is off the radar, but he's a seven-footer, okay? He's one of those guys who's either going to be great or he's going to be terrible. But he does have stretch-big potential. And that could be somebody that I would look at. But the player I really like is Durant. And obviously, with Griffin, he's got some size too, and rim protection. But, to me, it's about Durant. And the reason I say that, Evan, is Isaiah Livers came on last year, big factor for them.
Yeah.
Hit his shots, and he played excellent defense. I think Cade Cunningham, the percentage of his three-point shots is going to be in that 35% area. I think Bay, it's going to be like 38%. And I see Killian Hayes as somebody who's developed a lot better. People watched the Pistons last year. I know a lot of people checked out late in the year, and I used to get calls after the games because I'm on after the games, sure. One after the other. Oh, Killian Hayes, like he was the reason they were 5-26. To start the year before the turn of the calendar year. Actually, he wasn't, and that kid just really played through. Don't sit on him.
Well, you're right. The key thing that you just said about him is kid, because that's exactly what he still is a kid, and give him time.
What I don't like about Murray, all right, is I don't see somebody who's going to be able to guard. What is he going to guard? Is he going to be somebody inside? If they play him inside, he'll be picked on. If he's on the outside, I don't see that lateral quickness. I know he's a good athlete. Don't get me wrong. I mean, we're talking lottery picks here. Okay, we're talking about guys going to play in the league for sure. All right, but we're talking about lottery picks and who's got the upside. And plus, he's 21. The other kid I'm talking about, Durant, is, you know, 17, 18. 18, I think.
If I think of like a quick comparable within the NBA and Keegan Murray is Chris Middleton to me, right? It's a bigger body guy that stretches it, brings it out. But having said that, if he peaks and he becomes Chris Middleton, I still don't know if Chris Middleton, even in the draft that he went, you know, he was a second round pick with the Pistons, if he would, you know, be a top five worthy pick. I mean, this is a guy that's an all-star that's helped the Bucks win an NBA championship. Yes, the Milwaukee Bucks. And I know a lot of that is Giannis, but that's where I wonder, because sometimes when you watch a college kid play in a certain system, you don't really get to see him free flow. And I feel like the NBA now more than ever is a free-flowing league. That's why I'm always curious, like a kid like Max Christie, right? That's in such you do it my way or the highway type system. If he can float a little bit, play his own game, if that would help him. I don't know. It's very intriguing, though.
All right, here's another possibility. I'm expecting Troy Weaver not to just sit at 46, but we'll go over the possibility of who they would take at 46, a second-round pick.
Okay.
I mean, they had a bunch of trades and everything. That's why they're at 46. They gave up.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Up their pick, and they picked up this pick, and it's just all over the place. And I'm not getting into that. But I would look for him to, if they're going to make some kind of move to try to get up in the and say they take Ivy, say Ivy's there. Or maybe they go for Johnny Davis, or they go for Keegan Murray or somebody along the line. and maybe trade up for that guy. You know, Evan, I could see Troy Weaver trading up. And with that 46 pick, not necessarily sitting there, combining some players. I don't know which ones. I don't know if Jeremy Grant would be involved in that or how they're going to play that. They were actually pretty good when Jeremy Grant was with them, and they had Cunningham and Bay playing. Well, they won 6 out of 8 games at one point. I know that's no reason to have a parade, but everything kind of always fell apart with different situations. But I could see them possibly trading up, you know, and getting somebody a little bit later in the second round, and a little bit later in the first round, rather, and getting into that situation, whether it's for size if they were to get Ivy, or whether it would be for another shooter if they were to take Jalen Duran,
mm-hmm.
or if they were planning on doing something like making a deal for Aiton, you know, from Phoenix, who's going to be, you know, obviously available.
He's about to be a rich man this summer.
Yeah, so when you're dealing with all those different factors, but I could see him possibly making a trade and moving up and getting somebody. A bit of a sleeper, local guy. Well, he's not local, but from Toledo. Ryan Rollins would be somebody that you could possibly look at, a shooting guard from Toledo.
Yep.
Who, you know, I could see is possibly being somebody there that they might want to move up to take if they were looking for a shooter.
Yeah, he's 6'4". I mean,
yeah.
I like his game a lot. Do you like, I'm going to drop a couple names on you and see what you think. Do you like Christian Braun from Kansas?
Well, yeah, we were going to get it. If Christian Braun's another player that could be a, Christian Braun's stock has gone up since
good.
He was at the combine. And, you know, I know that's a name that a lot of basketball fans know, and it sounds like kind of an obvious thing. Hey, I saw this guy play a lot.
Yeah, he played in the national title game. But
yeah, they won. Yeah, they won it. And, you know, the thing with Christian Braun, though, is he wasn't a full-time starter there. He was like a sixth man. But he's a good 6'6", some people say 6'7". And at that combine that they had, he had the third-best vertical jump. He was at 40 inches. And he's a good three-point stroke, you know. 38%, I think, this year. He was 44 when he was a freshman. Went down a little bit after his first year. But just a winning basketball player with a, you know, a very underrated athleticism, very underrated, you know, type of player.
You said it. He's a basketball player.
Right.
He is just, he has all the intangibles that you look for. He hustles. He plays defense. He boxes out. He gets back. I mean, he plays great on offense, but he's not just a shooter. He'll take it to the
rack.
No,
you know, he kind of reminds me of a little bit. He doesn't have the same vertical jump, but he's kind of a same type of glue player. A guy that you can really win with is Cognaten. From the Bucks, you know, Pat.
Yeah, Covington.
Covington, yeah.
Oh, he can also jump out of the gym, by the way.
Well, he's got a 49-inch vertical jump. I mean, he's like, crazy. He's in the freak area.
Yeah.
He's in the Diallo area, or, you know, guys that, now he's an incredible dunker and all those things, but he hits three-point shots. He plays good defense. He moves the ball. One thing Milwaukee does, and I think the Pistons want to play that way, is move the ball around, hit three-point shots. And Braun would fit into that. And I don't know if he's going to be there at 46. It looked like he would be.
I was thinking he would be more of a candidate if they were to trade up and make a move there. Here's another kid that's intriguing to me, Pat. And to me, he is, because I watched him quite a bit on the Big Ten Network because a lot of their games weren't national. But is Bryce McGowan's from
right.
Nebraska. I mean, he was a top 50 recruit, decided to go to Nebraska.
Right.
He played very well for them. I mean, he was their offense.
Well, it was like he was everything on their whole team, actually.
And he's very intriguing to me, too, because he's a young kid. He's 6'6", 180, so he's got room to grow there with physical size. But that's another kid like Braun that does it all on the basketball court. And I feel like with the NBA draft, that's where you get those guys, those glue guys. I mean, the player everybody's talking about right now in the NBA Finals is Draymond Green. And that's a guy that they got in the second round that I didn't have much faith for in the NBA and has become a All NBA defensive player 7 times. He's a defensive player of the year, or 4-time All-Star. Like, all accolades that I would have never thought Draymond Green would achieve in the NBA. And I think every team needs a guy like that, and that's exactly what you're saying with Covington, with Milwaukee. And I feel like that's a great place to get that guy for this Pistons team.
Yeah, and you know, one of the players I mentioned, LeBron, but on the younger side, and I don't know if the kid should. First of all, I would not touch Caleb Houston. I would not touch Max Christie. I want to say that right here.
I agree,
because I don't think those guys are. If they were not like considered 5-star recruits coming out of high school, there's no way they would even. I just don't see them as NBA. Now, I could be completely wrong.
Right.
I just don't see NBA players there based on their freshman year, and I don't honestly why they came back out. But I see Musa Diabate. From Michigan, and I know he punched a guy with Wisconsin and all that, but he had 28 against Iowa. Remember that game? And he was at the combine, and he's just a ripped, athletic guy who's raw, but he does have some ability to shoot the ball. He does seem to have an ability to be an NBA athlete. So if he's there at 46 and they take him, and you know, I'm not big all the time on, you know, different players from different schools. But if you look at Michigan, it's not a coincidence. Maybe Jordan Poole has been that good. I mean, really, he took off. And Isaiah Livers, when he got a chance in the NBA, and neither one of those guys, they were both considered like coming out too early.
I mean, from you look at Duncan Robinson, that's a guy.
That's another guy. I know Brusdakis hasn't really been.
Well, like, I mean, both Fogners are still in the league. You got Tim Hardaway Jr. plays a huge role. Like, he got hurt this year for Dallas, but he plays a huge role for
Franz
them.
Franz Wagner certainly has been.
Yeah, Franz is one of the top rookies last year.
You know,
I mean,
he's more athletic than his brother, and he, you know,
both on the Magic though, and with Brusdakis.
Diabate is not lacking athleticism.
Pat, you know,
and he can shoot. I think he could be able to shoot eventually.
I'm not a fan of the basketball team that he used to play for, and I usually have nothing good to say about him. But Diabate, when you watch him as just a pure basketball player, there's times in the game where he's in the paint and makes these drop steps, and you look at it and you're like, that right there is an NBA move. Fluid, getting the ball, making a quick choice on what to do with the ball, not think about it. And I watch him, and you're right. There's tons of NBA potential, and you know what? This is a team where I think for a young guy, playing time is key, that he could get that here. And I like him as well. Kind of hurts me that this year we're going to be rooting for a player from Michigan on the Lions and then the Pistons as well. But, I mean, listen, at the end of the day, I want a good product out there at Little Caesars Arena. And I do think that if he's there, I mean, he's the one. You're right. Like, you looked at, like, Rashawn Gary when he left Michigan. People were like, there's no way he's a top 15 pick. And it's like, no. He has the intangibles when you look at the athleticism that teams want and they think they can mold. And I think that's exactly right with Diabate. And I completely agree with you, by the way, about Houston and Christie, where they're both shooters. I mean, Christie was on the floor for 30 minutes a game, and so was Houston. And most of the times, you forgot that they were even out there, and that's not a good thing in basketball. Like, football, we say, if your name's not mentioned as an offensive lineman, that's a good thing. In basketball, if your name's not mentioned, not such a good thing.
No, I agree with you 1,000% on that. So that's how I would look at it. You know, where he's... Look, Troy Weaver... I can't imagine that he's not going to try to trade up.
Oh, and you're right.
And I can't imagine that he's going to not try to get somebody 2 first-round picks somehow. And I can't imagine he's going to just, you know, try to settle for like a 33rd guy. So, but it's really hard for me to identify, you know, in the combination of what they're doing. And I have no inside information on what he's thinking, okay? And he hasn't really given any clue to what he's thinking. You know, whether what they're going to do with Grant, whether they want to be in on the Ayton stakes.
What are they going to do with Bagley?
Well, that's the other one. I mean, I wouldn't re-sign him.
Well, it's interesting, right?
You know, because... I mean, I wouldn't re-sign him. He's the second overall pick in the draft and is a decent player, but I wouldn't pay him a lot.
But would you rather pay him? Listen, I don't think he's going to get a huge contract because he hasn't been out there long enough to prove. And so all NBA contracts are big, but let's say you could get him for 4 years, $60 million compared to DeAndre Ayton that you're going to pay 4 years, $120 million. I'd rather go the Bagley route, right? Or I think if you don't see him go... But that's the problem, right? Because NBA free agency, they're not going to sign these guys before next week. So the Weaver, in his head, right here, right now, has to have an idea of what he's going to do.
See,
and
here,
I think
here,
it's going to dictate.
Here's the thing with Bagley. Here's the thing with you know, a lot of the way people are thinking, like Keegan Murray.
Yeah.
Or some of the other players. Watching that team last year, it was extraordinarily frustrating. And you can't tell me that Dwayne Casey or Troy Weaver or whoever else is making decisions in that front office or on that coaching staff didn't see the same thing. Watching them night after night, and they're sitting on the bench, and it's every – is the dunkathons.
Yeah.
You know, guys going to the rim, perimeter defense, terrible. And, you know, if you get Jaden Ivey, the one thing I think he'll be able to do, he's so athletic and he's tall enough, is that he'll be able to defend. He'll be able to get on somebody. You know, they'll be able to get their defense together in conjunction. And they don't have anybody underneath the basket that can defend the rack. That's why I like Durant so much, is because – all right, this is somebody who has great shot blocking potential. He didn't block a lot of shots at Memphis necessarily, but he does in the NBA. And he can do the pick and roll thing. And I really like somebody who can defend on the perimeter.
Yeah.
You know, and I want, you know, it can't be somebody who can't defend either one of them. And people don't talk about their defense. There are a bunch of reasons they lost so much last year.
Oh, defense was horrible.
Defense on the perimeter, defense in the paint. Those two things killed them night after night, and they didn't shoot threes well. They're a team that wants to spread the floor and shoot threes.
Yeah.
And if you look at the teams that are the best teams in the league, as a general rule, there's always exceptions to it. It's the teams with the best three-point shooting percentage. You know, that extra 5 points you get a game, man, it makes all the difference in the world. And it
especially
spreads everything
now.
Else. Yeah. So they have to defend that paint. Isaiah Livers gives them a 3-point shooter. I'm telling you, Isaiah Livers is a good player. All right.
He really is.
Nobody paid attention.
And he's a big body, too. Killian
Hayes can play defense on the perimeter. He's 6'7". He's getting stronger, quicker. And he has the desire to do it. Cade Cunningham's not a bad defender.
No. And he also has no problem playing defense.
That's right. That's right. And Sadiq Bey, you know, is out there, and he's a pretty good all-around player, not just the shooter, but the shooting is his specialty.
But you're right. They have zero size.
And what do they got? You know, Beef Stew can actually shoot jumpers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I know his three-point percentage wasn't very good last year, but I remember he had a couple three-pointers. Like, oh, Beast Stew used to shoot jumpers at Washington all the time.
He
hit some three-pointers. But Beef Stew is being asked to play center at 6'8" in that league.
No, he should be able to float as a 3 or 4 in this league.
That's right. And if Grant stays on the team, you know, Grant plays, you know, hard in defense and all those things, and he only played 47 games last year. But they, you know, in putting the pieces together in the puzzle, you know, they should not have players who can't defend.
This is kind of crazy because you mentioned how Sadiq scored 50. Jeremy Grant scored 50 for the Pistons. And, I mean, to think that you have two players that have that capability right now on a crappy team, that there is, like, there's hope, there's promise,
Well, they got Cade Cunningham, too. And like I said, Livers is better. And don't sleep on Killian Hayes. All those people, man, I didn't, you know, when they took Killian Hayes and then they took Cunningham in conjunction with him, nobody was more critical about that than me. Because I said, look, Killian Hayes goes left, left, left.
Yes.
Killian Hayes cannot shoot threes. All right? And I said, you know, but the people were really piling on the kid. And you know what he did? He went out and he really, really, he's fought through injuries. He's done things. By the end of the year, he was a pretty good player.
Well, and you know what I liked about him the most, Pat, and I guess it's the last thing I'll say about Hayes, is that at the end of the year, he embraced what he struggled with. And he said he knows he needs to get in the gym, shoot 1,000 shots a day. Like, to see him, a young player that's not from the United States, right, probably isn't used to the criticism that comes with being in the NBA, but to hear the criticism, to embrace the criticism, and to want to silence the criticism are all very impressive from
Killian. You know where
Killian
Hayes was born?
No.
Lakeland, Florida.
Really? But he played in France and lived. Was he really Lakeland, Florida?
Where he was born.
Jeez Louise. All right. But
small world. Same as Ray Lewis and Paul Edinger.
Wow.
There you go.
Look at that. But yeah, so I'm excited for next week, man. I am very excited. And then I'm excited after that to talk about what they got and what they're going to do with it.
Yeah. So, but anyway, look, we enjoy doing this podcast. I love the NBA talk when we get into that. Evan loves basketball too.
Oh, I love it.
So, till next time. Thanks a lot for listening. Don't forget, download us at odyssey.com.
Yep.
Like us. Hey.
Yep. And, subscribe. Share. Tell everybody that you know.
Yeah, because we're not getting into just the trite, and this gives us an opportunity to dig into it a little bit deeper and just tell you some things maybe you didn't know. Till next time.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.